الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله الله سبحانه وتعالى has guided this ummah through his fadl that manifests itself in the human person that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the most perfect human being in flesh and blood. He is in his human form the final Rasul, the final Nabi. In Islam, theology and Aqidah tells us that prophethood, Nabuwah, Risala, messengership is not an abstract concept. It's not something that resides somewhere in the minds of people. It is not a philosophy. It is embodied in the body Mubarak of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his human form, who was born in Makkah, passed away in Medina, who was the son of Abdullah and Amina. He is the final Nabi. Meaning that most people nowadays, they want to see Islam as some abstract value. Or Islam is love. Islam is peace. And all that. Which might be true, but it's not accurate. Islam resides in human beings. When Aisha radiallahu anha was asked about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she said that he is the Quran. Meaning, even the Quran the Sahaba did not say is an abstract value. They said the Quran manifested itself in the human form that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should not go around saying Islam is justice, Islam is peace, Islam is love, because it needs a human face. Islam has to be encapsulated and captured by a human being, a living person that you can relate to. Not some abstract ideology and philosophy that people can say, oh, if you have this philosophy, then you're Muhammad. وَلَا حَوْلَ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. So the personification and the embodiment of the Quran, and the Quran is divine, by the way, and Islam, which is the greatest ni'mah of all, from Allah to all human beings, is represented by the physical being of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why is this important? For many reasons. Many reasons, uncountable reasons. Number one, that we are human beings, and as human beings, we can only relate to human emotions, human ideas, human values. And if you can find a role model and an example in a human being, then it's much easier for you to follow the ideal that is in the human being. Not an abstract ideal. Say, for instance, there's patience. Oh, patience is a value, patience is this, which it is, there's no doubt in that, it's a great value. But how do you define patience? And how do you relate to patience? And how do you now perfect your patience? So that Allah sent us the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That if you want to see divine patience and patience of the divine, then see it in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the human being. Because his patience is above all. And how great is his patience? So now we can say that if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able to manifest and practice patience despite all the odds against him, then we as human beings can copy and mimic another human being. But if the Quran just revealed that there's patience, and he didn't say, "Inna Allah ma'as sabirin," Allah is with the people who are patient. He didn't say Allah is with the people who understand patience. So patience as a value has to be applied, manifested, and translated by someone we can relate to. Oh, he was a human being, and he is able to now see how Allah wants him to behave in this circumstance, in this instant. So he administers patience on himself, and he shows other human beings, if I can do this, you can also do this. And we mustn't assume that the Prophet ﷺ somehow was immune from the pains and agonies of human trial. Some people say, oh, he's a Nabi. That doesn't come because he's superhuman. No! When he lost Abu Talib, he felt the pain. The pain he felt is real, is not fake. When he lost Khadija, he felt the pain of being separated from his life, from his support in life. It wasn't his superhuman, he didn't feel anything. Of course he felt something. He felt it more than we do. So this is where Muslims, especially here in the US, need to understand that we cannot represent Islam as simply abstract values. We have to represent Islam through the human being is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is Islam. How did he do? How did he perform? How did he behave? How did he do his salat? How did he fast? It wasn't that salat is now an abstract idea that you need a communication with God and you stand in prayer and now you're in communication with him and you petition and you supplicate and that's what salat is. No, salat is how the Prophet prayed. If there's no Prophet, there's no salat. That's why the institution of human beings is paramount in Islam. So, prophethood simply is a manifestation of who Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the human form. And the Quran addresses this in one of the most superb ayat. Every ayah is superb. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهِ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. That Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, but rather he is the Rasulullah, the Rasul of Allah. And he is the seal of prophets. Yeah, خَاتَمَ النَّبُوَّةِ, that's one thing. Khatam al-Nabiyyin is something else. that he is the seal, the final word of all prophets who are also human. So he represents the human institution of prophethood. And he is the last. He is the seal. What does that mean? That means that if any false imposter comes along and claims that prophethood is an abstract value, and you can achieve the abstract value philosophically, mentally, intellectually, and if anyone reaches that maqam, that ability to perceive and access prophethood intellectually, philosophically, then he must also be declared a Nabi and a prophet. So Allah says no. Prophethood is represented in one human being, and only one. And that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyone else who claims prophethood is a liar. He's a kadhab. He's a dajjal. He should not be followed. He should not be appreciated. He should not be given any credit in any value. Because if you're a liar at this level, where you feel somebody else besides Muhammad receives Nabuwa and Khilafa and Wahi, then that is absolute falsehood at the worst level. You're claiming divine knowledge outside of the scope of Khatamun Nabi. The Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, you can imagine that. How we see the Sahaba playing out their role in Muslim history. Who better to represent Islam than Abu Bakr? No one. No one. That's Ijma'an, just for the Sunnis. So when Abu Bakr stood up, one of the first issues he discussed and mentioned to the audience, the Sahaba, was إِنَّ النَّبُ إِنَّ الْوَحْيَ قَدِ انْقَطَعَ. Wahi has been terminated. I am a Khalifa, I am not a Nabi. I don't receive Wahi. I don't claim that God inspires me. You see? Now, he could have stood up and said, God inspires me. I'm your Khalifa. If he was about gaining votes. We want to follow people today because they want us to vote for them. Abu Bakr couldn't care less whether they voted for him or not. He said, "Inna al-wahya qad inqata'a, wahi has terminated. I'm not going to claim something that is not true. Wahi has stopped, finished, khalas. I receive no inspiration from Allah. What I have is what I have from the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Now, he didn't say that. I'm saying this. Then someone came to the Khalifa, Abu Bakr, and said that, "Alhamdulillah, mashallah. You are now the Khalifa of Allah." Abu Bakr immediately, without even thinking, instantaneously jumped on the guy and said, "No, you can't say that. It is wrong. I am the Khalifa of Rasulullah. I'm not the Khalifa of God. I don't own any divinity. There's nothing divine about me. If I'm anything, I am a follower of this person whose grave is right here. I'm the Khalifa of Rasulullah." So he made sure the Sahaba knew exactly that nobody should lay claim to divine inspiration with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam resting in his grave Mubarak. Know why? Because Islam is embodied in a human being. It is not an abstract value that some philosopher in his wild imagination can go there in the spiritual world, or whichever world he roams around in, and claim, I've accessed Nabuwa, I've accessed prophethood, I'm there also. So I received the immediate and divine revelation. I'm in communication with the divine. Because that process, Abu Bakr said, قَدْ إِنْقَطَعَ, it has terminated. So now who do you follow now? You follow those who follow the Rasul. You don't follow other people who have ideals and abstract values of justice and talking about justice and peace for the Palestinians and all that. That's the one you follow. Who do you follow? You follow the one who follows the Rasul. And who follows the Rasul? The one who prays like the Rasul, the one who fasts like the Rasul, the one who goes for Hajj like the Rasul, the one who gives zakat like the Rasul, the one whose behavior is like the Rasul, the ones whose ideology is that of the Rasul. It's all about Rasulullah. That is what Islam is. That Muslims copy, mimic, imitate one human being. Now that human being represents the ultimate haqq, the ultimate truth. And that is our message. Very clear, very simple. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided this ummah through his fadl in the manifestation of the anbiya, of the messengers who are human beings. They don't leave anything to human imagination. What they do is they practice what Allah wants. And it is in their practice that we have our uswa, our model, our role model in the practice of the prophets. What prophets did is the way we think. Our world view is shaped and forged and molded by the world view of the prophets, not through philosophical discussion, not through abstract ideas and ideals, but through the human institution of the prophets alayhi wasallam, and especially for us through the human institution that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in flesh and blood. That's who we are and that's what we do. And this is throughout Muslim history. You will never find any Muslim who is a true Muslim denying that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the ultimate source of our worldview. He is the ultimate paradigm and the ultimate paragon for us how to worship Allah. We don't worship Allah based on abstract values of love and salutation and also what you call petitioning God through any which way. We follow him in everything he does. Once we understand this, then we should follow him in our values also, in our ideals also, in our concepts also, that what he said is the ultimate truth. And that is why Abu Bakr's bayan, when he became the Khalifa, it is so exceptional that the Sahaba, being very, very close to the Prophet, they could have said things and others would have followed them because others would come into Islam based on what they see the Sahaba doing. But Abu Bakr made it clear that this process of Khilafah and successorship is based on one human being and only one, no one else. That process has terminated, it's finished. Nobody else can say anything that Allah wants me to do this. What is Allah's murad and what is Allah's intent is there in this human being. Follow him, you will follow Allah's murad, you will follow Allah's intent. What Allah wants from you is there in the human being who is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I urge you, all of you, to think very carefully who you are following in society simply because somebody has a good faith niyyah, I want to help Palestine. Does it mean you go Google Gaga over the person? Does it mean that? There are many kadhabun dajjalun, many fake people, many imposters. From day one, never mind this. It started with Abu Bakr's time. You had Musaylimah. Musaylimah, he's a kadhab. He said that he is a Nabi after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He claimed Nabuwa in front of the Sahaba. Abu Bakr had to deal with him and kill him because he's an imposter. It's not about accommodating or interfaith. Let's have a value that Muslims are so, mashallah, accommodating. We don't accommodate imposters any more than the US accommodates people who commit treason. It's the same idea. You say you are Nabi in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam circle, you're an imposter. You're not a Muslim. So we have to be very careful that are we going after abstract values that have no place in the Nabuwah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or are we following the last prophet? Because if you follow the last prophet, you're guaranteed Jannah. If you follow abstract values, there's no guarantee for anything, neither in this dunya nor the akhirah. So we have to be careful who it is we're subscribing to. And we make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all. We make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all on the right path. We make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all so that we follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in everything we do. And Allah save us from imposters and fake people. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala khairan.